If the arts are to continue to grow, it's our responsibility to make sure our children are finding new and creative ways to experience them. The Monroe County Community Schools Corporation thinks they may have one answer. Next, WFIU's Yael Cassander reports on how one Bloomington elementary school, with more than its share of challenges, is looking toward an arts-based curriculum for a fresh start.
We're at 93% free and reduced lunch rate, and that's how the poverty level is determined in schools. So we're quite high, much higher than any other school in the Bloomington area.
Karen Adams is the principal of Fairview Elementary School. Along with the dubious distinction of the school system's highest poverty index demographic, come problems that schools in better-heeled districts don't have to deal with.
We try to get parents involved in the school, and sometimes that's a little bit difficult because they have other things that require their time and energy. Attendance is often an issue, so that's another piece. And then support with students outside of the school to do homework and those kinds of things seem to be some challenges.
In the past, Fairview missed adequate yearly progress targets, and elementary students who lived in the Fairview area had the option of attending another school. Enrollment numbers went down, and there was talk of closing the school. But the school board chose instead to invest in Fairview, building a new school, and considering a model for reform.
I had already been working with the IU String Academy and working with bringing violins to the first grade that year.
Kathy Heisey is Fairview's music teacher.
We were going through how we were going to restructure Fairview and what kind of curriculum we were going to be looking at or what kind of school we wanted to become.
When a colleague at the Jacobs School of Music made a suggestion.
Did you know that Leonard Bernstein has a curriculum that's arts-based? And so I looked into it and got in contact with the Bernstein Institute and the Artful Learning Center and started looking into the possibilities. And when I started looking through the curriculum, I saw so many things we had already talked about that it just seemed to fit. Well, I ran up to my principal's office and I said, "You've got to see this." I said, "This is exactly the way I've wanted to teach forever in my life. This is the way I saw the world as a child. This is an opportunity for us."
As a staff, we had talked a lot about project-based learning, talk about the connection of the arts, because we've noticed with our students, they were so interested in arts, and the families, so that would bring in more family participation also.
The artful learning model takes the arts from the periphery and integrates them deeply into the curriculum.
You find artwork, you look at what the history is around that artwork, you look at what music was popular, you know, how the structure of music a lot of times went with the artwork that happened at that particular time, because whenever there is a change or an event in history that happens, it is always recorded in artwork and it's always recorded in music and dance and theater. And so the arts are pulled in to help develop the concept.
As soon as Kathy proposed the artful learning model, her principal wanted to learn more.
In fact, Trudy, my assistant, Kathy, and I all had plans for spring break, and we were leaving right after school that Friday. We all changed our plans so that we could go and hear Patrick Bolek's teleconference on artful learning.
Soon after that, staff traveled to artful learning schools in Iowa, Florida, and near Chicago to see the program in action.
No matter what the student was, they could tell us exactly what they were working on. They were very excited about the masterpiece that introduced the unit to them. But they could go through all the different pieces, the activity they were doing. They could explain what other people were doing. They could pull us through the whole entire unit to the final project. The vocabulary was amazing. And the sense of pride. It was theirs. They owned it. They really owned their learning. And I think that's what really gets kids involved and turned on, is when they really own their learning and they're proud of it.
And the results at those schools, also serving high poverty populations, are quantifiable.
The first things they noticed were differences in behavior referrals and attendance. Those were the first things that just started happening for them. And then as time went on, they did see raised test scores. And they attribute it to the engagement, the students to be able to work more deeply into different subject areas.
In January 2010, the artful learning curriculum came up for a vote.
A couple of us did our own presentation, and shortly after that, the school board decided that we would implement this into the school, that it was a celebration.
But the celebration may have seemed premature, and the school corporation's commitment to the arts unconvincing, when 4 months later, 13 teachers at Fairview found their names on a reduction in force list. the school's art and music teachers among them.
When both of us were on the RIF list, your balloon just kind of loses air real fast.
Certainly it gave us great concern. I had 13 staff members that were RIFed. And when I went to talk to them, almost every single one of them was like, oh my God, what are we going to do? What's going to happen to these kids? What's going to happen to Artful Learning? I mean, that was their first concern, not themselves.
So Karen postponed the Artful Learning training until the dust settled, and most of her teachers were restored later in the summer. All of Fairview's teachers went through the training for the new curriculum.
It was a wonderful experience because we were students for the week.
Jill Clay is an inclusion teacher in her 11th year at Fairview. She's excited about the possibilities of Artful Learning.
Over the years that I've been here, I have done things as far as infusing the arts with what I do because it really does help students who have learning problems if you access the information in different ways. So I'm hoping to add to my repertoire of things that I do with students. And I do think that the Artful Learning will help them remain in the classroom.
You know, the more I think we can connect things with other curriculum subjects, the more kids make those metacognitive cross-connections.
For WFIU, I'm Yael Cassander.
You can take a video tour of the new Fairview School on our website, wfiu.org/news.